For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Yes, hello, welcome to episode 11 of the Monday Waffle. My name is Jake Batchel. With me in the studio this week is Jesse Watkins. Mate, how are we going?
Very good, cracking round of footy.
Mate, it was an absolute belter. We're a bit light on staff this week.
Yeah, no, that's all right. We're going to get stuck in and pretty happy with myself at the moment. 4 from 4 with tips. So first time I've ever achieved that lofty feat.
Yeah, a few of us got 4 from 4, which is much needed.
Yes.
In the tipping stakes. We'll get to that later in the show. But yeah, it was a cracking round of football. A lot of teams that needed wins got wins. Subi just absolutely flying at the moment. They're 2 games clear on top of the ladder. Then we've got West Perth, South Frio equals second, and then East Perth and the Peel Thunder rounding up the top five. East Frio knocking on the door. They're on 20 points, the same as Peel and East Perth, just percentage doing them in there. Then Swans and Claremont battling it out to get that other spot in the top five as well. So they're not far off the pace, but yeah, certainly heading up.
Yeah, it's those teams in the middle range there, the East Perth, Peel Thunder, East Fremantle, those guys are all just super inconsistent, you know? Like, they can be so good. Like, I mean, all that time ago, East Perth beating Subi, but then they just lose a bunch of games that they really shouldn't. So yeah. Very tightly fought battle. Can I say it? Tightly fought?
That'll do.
A very hard-fought battle in the middle of the table there.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to kick straight into the first game we're going to cover. I thought it was game of the round. It was the Falcons just scraping over the line against a much better Peel side, it has to be said. The Falcons won 17-9, 111 to 17-5, 107. It was all square at three-quarter time. And it was the Falcons' inaccuracy in front of goal in the final term that actually got them over the line. Both teams kicked 2 goals apiece in the last quarter, but Perth kicked 5 behinds as well. So
so that's helped them out.
Absolutely got them over the line. The win, as we said before, sees West Perth back up to second spot, while the Thunder just surviving in the top five by the skin of their teeth. They're in 5th spot at the moment. So, I mean, Falcons, it was always a tough road trip heading down to Bendigo Bank Stadium in Mandurah. They needed the win. They got it done. We'll take a look at who played well for both sides. I'm gonna kick us off with the Falcons. I mean, Aaron Black again just knows how to get it done. 29 disposals, 19 kicks, 10 handballs, a goal. A very handy couple of behinds as well for Mr. Black. Andrew Strike, another solid game from him, the former Eagle. 28 disposals, 18 kicks and 10 handballs. 8 marks, always handy. And then Matty Johnson, 4 goals, 1 in another. He's a weird shape, Matty Johnson. He's quite tall, quite strong, but he plays like a small forward.
Moves well,
can take a grab, can lead up and provide a...
Just hard to match up on, really.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good to see him getting back amongst the goals. Luke Meadows kicked 3. Tyler Keitel, he also kicked 3 goals. A bit of a quiet game, had the only 9 disposals, but 3 goals. Should see him stay in the side, I reckon. And Corey Chalmers booted 2. And Aaron Black and Drew Rode kicked 1 goal apiece. Captain Jay Van Berlo also kicked a goal. So a good spread of goal kickers for the Falcons. They've been making that sort of a trend of theirs for the season. Jesse, who played well for the Thunder?
Well, they've had a few big name contributors, but the absolute, I reckon, man of the match is Matt DeBoer. He's had a pearler of a game. Kicked 1 goal, 1, 28 disposals, and, 14 kicks, 14 handballs, but the big one, 14 tackles.
Yeah.
14 tackles.
That's a monster effort.
Unreal. So I reckon he's definitely the standout performer. But then you got other guys like Leroy Jett, another big name, 4 goals, 2, 18 disposals. That's a really good game. Tendai Mazungu, 2 goals, 20 disposals, another good one. And then Jacob Ballard, 32 disposals. So another solid contribution there. But Matt DeBoer definitely knocking on the door back to Fremantle, I reckon.
Yeah, he's certainly pushing his claims for a re-selection, and giving the Dockers' performance on Friday night against the Tigers, I think he might be very close.
Bit of a shake-up.
Yeah, bit of a a sneaky chance to get back in the side. Now, we're going to take a look at the fixtures for these two teams next week. So the Falcons have the bye, which is, I think they'll take kindly to that well-earned rest. They've been playing pretty good, except for the last weekend when they lost to the Royals. But other than that, in good form. And Peel Thunder are hosting East Perth. So the two affiliates going head-to-head down in Mandurah. So I think Peel could be a sneaky chance. Two home games in a row, there's a lot to be said for that.
It is a bit tough with Peel because whatever I tip, I always get it wrong. But however, I may have broken the trend this week. I might actually be onto him because I thought I should tip Peel this week and I didn't, and I got it right. So whatever I think I should do, I just won't do it.
Okay,
and that's the key with Peel, I think.
Yep.
So if I'm thinking that Peel are a chance, I'll tip against them.
Yep. As crazy as that sounds, I actually like your style of thinking there.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to go the Royals, and stay tuned next week, and we'll give you the verdict of that game.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's that time of week again, guys. It's our weekly check-in with Channel 7's Mark Reddings. Mark, how are we going?
Good morning, guys. Good to catch up as we talk a bit of waffle again.
It was a solid performance from the Royals. Looks like they're finally back in form.
Yeah, it's hard to get a gauge on East Perth. Heading into this round, they were seventh on the ladder. They're now up to fourth, and their form has been very up and down. Hence their five wins, five losses. But on Saturday, they had the services of Jack Darling coming back from injury. The West Coast Eagle kicking five goals, ably supported by Scott Lysett. Paul Johnson, terrific in the ruck. He was just outstanding with a couple of goals as well. And, of course, they had some old heads and some young players coming through. Newman coming back for Murray Newman for the West Coast Eagles. Good sign there that he's back playing footy after that broken thumb. They were sort of very challenging first half by Swan Districts, who held a narrow lead at the half of 6 points. But from there on, East Perth, with the breeze, got control of the game and finished off with a 17-point victory.
So, Mark, Jack Darling's had a fantastic first game back for the Royals. What is your thinking on whether they'll retain him next week or will he be straight back into West Coast?
He might be a bit like Chris Judd, who played one game for East Perth back in the early stages of his career before breaking into that West Coast lineup. I can't see Jack Darling spending much more time at East Perth, fitness pending. I think he'll be straight back into that side to face Essendon on Saturday. I think he showed enough, particularly as the game went on, that his touch was good. The goal kicking obviously was outstanding. His fitness levels looked pretty good. His tackling, his chasing was good. So given the Eagles lost, that makes the decision a lot easier for Adam Simpson. I think he'll be back in the lineup as soon as this Saturday.
And Mark, where to now for the Swans? They've got a good list on paper, but need to string a few wins together if they want to secure a finals berth. What do you think they need to do that?
Yeah, well, they are a game outside the top five at the moment. Four wins, six losses. They're pretty competitive on the weekend, and some of their more senior players, including the likes of Ryan Davis, were terrific. Tony Knott outstanding in defence, and Howard, who started really well on Jack Darling. They've got the nucleus of a team that you think would be on the cusp of playing finals in that sort of fourth, fifth, sixth area. So you're right, they do have to bring some consistency together. They've got East Fremantle this week at Adams Stadium, so a tough assignment for them there. But I think Swan Districts have got a lot to look forward to for the second half of the season, whether they can actually match it with a better team such as Subiaco and West Perth, who are currently 1-2 on the ladder, remains to be seen. But they've got enough players, we saw on the weekend, up against a pretty strong East Perth lineup to make a case for playing finals.
And who can we look forward to seeing on 7 this week, mate?
We're going from the top of the table, essentially, with some of the better clubs, down right to the bottom to have a look at Claremont and Perth. Although I think Claremont are the best eighth-place side in Waffle history at the moment. They've got four wins next to their name, but they could really quite easily end up playing finals footy. They've had a really good run in the past month, playing some fantastic footy. They had the bye, of course, at the weekend, so they'll be refreshed and taking on the Demons, who are coming off a loss to South Fremantle. They're only 6 points down at three-quarter time against the Bulldogs. And of course, the Demons fell away in the last quarter as the Dogs took 7-1. So, tough assignment for Perth at Maslane Park. But we'll be there on Sunday afternoon and hopefully we'll get a pretty competitive game.
Looking forward to it, Mark. The Tigers certainly in good form. Mark Reddings, thanks for your time today, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Vince. Have a good day.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
The next game we're going to look at, guys, is Subiaco defeating East Fremantle. The Lions got over the line 15-18, 108 to the Sharks 8 goals, 12-60. Now, before we get stuck into it, a bit of breaking sad news coming out of the Sharks camp. Their coach, Steve Malaxis, has resigned.
Not sure yet whether it's to do with a bit of a build-up and the flogging they've just copped over the weekend. Not a good situation down at the Sharks at the moment.
No, so that news has just broken as we were getting together our podcast for this week. So we were going to be chatting to one of the Sharks players. We can't really name which one at the moment because of he wants to be very tight-lipped about it, but he's quite up there in terms of the ranks at the Sharks. So hopefully we'll get him on the show next week. But so we're going to have a rethink. We're just going to look at the game and we'll get those details of Steve Malaxis resigning next week. So anyway, Jesse, you're going to look at the Lions for us today.
Yeah, so big win for the Lions. Very well performed they were. Take a couple of key players from them. Brett Robinson, 2 goals, 34 disposals, 12 marks. So he's had a fantastic game. Meningola, 2 goals, 2, 35 disposals.
Yeah.
So really, really top stuff from him.
His first game of the year for Subi as well, so yeah. Pretty handy performance.
Yeah, so he'll definitely be cracking the side next week, I imagine. Yaron, fairly quiet day by his standards. 2 goals, 4, so he didn't really have his kicking boots on. But he led well, 7 marks. And if he kicked straight, it was a very good game for him. Make a little mention of Wood here, Michael Wood. He kicked 1 goal, 5. So big win for Subi, and it could have been much bigger if Michael Wood came to play.
Certainly could
have. But luckily, it was for Subi, and Subi are a rolling machine at the moment, unstoppable.
I mean, just going back to Shane Yaron, he's still 11 goals clear of second spot in the goal-kicking tally. So he's got 47 for the season.
Surely he's unbackable for the goal-kickers medal this year, isn't he?
I think he's got that. I'm not sure. They probably already engraved his name on it, I think.
Save a bit of time.
Now, I mean, it was a disappointing day for the Sharks. Not a lot really went right for them. They didn't kick a goal in the first quarter. They kicked 6 goals, 5 in the second quarter, and then only 3 behinds in the third quarter. So, I mean, you can't win a game of football by only playing 1 good quarter.
No.
As we know, Jesse, it's a game of 4 quarters.
It is a game of 4 quarters.
But there were a couple of highlights. Brock O'Brien had 23 disposals, 8 marks. Jamie McNamara, 24 disposals with another 8 marks as well. So, other than that, not really actually a lot happening for the Sharks. I mean, we've said this time and time again throughout the year, you can't win a game of football unless your whole midfield is participating and getting amongst the footy. So the Sharks just didn't get enough hands on the pill on the day, and I think that's really what cost them.
Yeah, and it shows in their possession as well. 54% possession to Subi and 46% to the Sharks, which is not a huge difference, but it's enough to know that the Lions really controlled the footy. And just another week of inconsistency for the Sharks, or I mean, are we being too harsh? Because Subi are a cut above the rest.
Exactly. And the Lions were dominating the Sharks all over the park. They had 60 more disposals, 21 more tackles, and even though the Sharks were winning the hitouts, they were obviously dominating in the ruck area. The players weren't getting enough hands on the footy. So if you can't do that, you can't win a game of footy, and that's what's seen East Frio lose over the weekend.
Yeah, especially against Subi.
Yeah.
Can't afford to play like that against
Absolutely
Subi.
Right.
Quite a few changes going on down at East Frio this week, obviously. So hopefully we'll get a bit more news for you there and have that situation all sorted by next week.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
South Fremantle defeated Perth 17-10, 112 to 11-8, 74. The Bulldogs were missing full forward Ben Saunders, who injured a hamstring in the reserves, and first choice midfielders Tim Kelly and Jacob Martinez. Josh Pullman was the star in the forward line with 4 goals from 16 possessions, while Corey Del Olio, Sean Buick, Craig White, Paul Magamba, Ashton Hams and Jacob Dragovic all kicked 2 goals apiece. Stephen Verrier was moved into the midfield and played a tremendous game with 27 touches, while Ashton Hams finished with 23 disposals. In defence, Adam McIntosh had 20 touches, Kyle Hams 19 and Adam Gugliana did well, restricting Mitch Morton to 1 goal. Aidan Tropiano was again outstanding for Perth with 36 possessions and 10 tackles, with Liam McKenna gathering 28 disposals. Jaron Morton and Cody Leggett kicked 3 goals each for the Demons, with Payne booting 2. The Demons host Claremont next week at Laflame Park, while the Bulldogs travel to Medibank Stadium to face Subiaco. This has been Cassie Holder for the Monday Waffle.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
All right, gang, it's that time of week again. Tips out for the boys. Tips out for the boys. Now.
And the girls.
And the girls. Now, an interesting thing about this week is the top 4 all got 4 from 4. So nothing really changes. Josh still streaks ahead. He's 4 points clear of Claire on the top. And then Jesse and myself are close behind them.
And it falls away to the back of the pack.
It does. And these guys have got a lot of catching up to do. It's already round 11. We're pretty much halfway through the year already. So Josie, Mark, Jared and Nicole languishing towards the bottom end of the scale. Okay, that leads us to tipping for this weekend's action, round 12. Now, we've already tipped Peel and East Perth. I think we both decided that...
Yes, definitely the Royals.
We thought Peel were going to win, so we're going to go with the Royals.
Yep.
The first game on the Saturday is Subiaco hosting South Frio. Should be a good game. South Frio being very inconsistent this year, but can pull a blinder.
Yeah, and they need one.
Yeah, they absolutely need one. But having said that, Subi... Actually, I'm going to go South Frio. Subi are due for a loss.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I said the same this weekend for the Dockers. The Dockers were due for a loss.
Interesting. You actually made me rethink that.
Yeah. So I'm going for South Frio.
I'm going to stick with Subi just because they're at home.
Yeah, and I also need to start closing the gap, so I'm going to...
You play that risky game of...
Yeah, risky business. and then the next game, East Frio hosting Swan Districts. I'm going to go East Frio because they need a win. They need to bounce back against... for their
loss. Need to push back up into the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Sharks for me.
Yeah, Sharks for me at home as well, definitely. Yep.
And the final game... the late game on Saturday's Perth Demons hosting Claremont, as we heard from Mark Reddings before. That's the televised game this week. So I'm going to go for me Tigers. They're in red hot form.
Claremont playing footy like a top 5 side, but sitting somewhere down the bottom.
Well, it doesn't help when you lose your first five games of the year.
So definitely Claremont. For me there as well. That's one of the easier picks.
Yeah, I mean, another ripping round of football, another great chapter in what has already been a fantastic year of waffle football. Jesse Watkins, mate, been an absolute legend today. Thanks for...
Always a pleasure.
Taking the time out. Now, next few weeks are going to be a little bit awkward. It's going to get shaken up a bit.
We are. We're all over the map.
You're off on holidays, fishing and...
Yeah, we'll be
whatnot.
Catching a few up north.
Just wetting a line.
Yep.
All good. Thanks for joining me today, mate. And thanks for tuning in to the Monday Waffle. And we'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.